like listening. I never hear anything like that, but one of these days I should do something like that, you know. When somebody doesn't hang up, I just start rambling like, and then, yeah, whatever. But I just think, you always say listen in. It's great. It's like some secret spy thing. Like, hey, this person didn't hang up their phone. I'm going to listen a while. See, you never get any juicy tidbits. They're probably like, what they do is when they don't hang up. You hear them, they start singing songs to their cat. They do that. You'll hear that in the background. We hear some like weird ramblings. You know, somehow they, forgot to do something. You know, that kind of thing. You don't hear anything. Or they sing some horrible song. They start singing some horrible song that's going through their head, and they got the lyrics all wrong. You know, they're singing a song. Hey, wait, that's not how it goes. Hey, my mom used to do that. This is hilarious. My mom would sing Beatles songs, all right? And she was a very interesting person. She'd hear them on the radio. You know, we had them at home, but she just listened to them. So she would make up her own words for these Beatles songs, which is strange. I might tell you some of the lyrics later because they're insane. They're not even song parodies. It's like some weird babbling that made no sense to only her, but that was kind of funny. Yeah. There should have been come out with Beatles songs. That and Rolling Stone songs. Oh, man. All the lyrics completely insane. You know, whatever. Needless to say, guns crazy. It's a psychobilly freakout, RCT Pitbull.
The way I always do. Now how is
There's some Lou Reed for you there, and that's "Gun" by Lou Reed. And let's see what else we got. What else did I play here? I played "Psycho" with Vertigo, called "Psycho Thing," and that goes out to Chummy. That's a psycho thing for Chummy to listen to. And let's see, we heard "Lawyers, Guns, and Money," and that was by the Wallflowers, which I think is like Jacob Dylan, which is Bob Dylan's kid. I kind of just handed, here you go, here's a career for you, buddy. We started off with "Psychobilly Freakout" by Reverend Horton Heat from his first record, man, which was like 1990 or something. "Psychobilly Freakout," smoke 'em if you got 'em. Now, Mark made a request, and you know, I start like, wow, that's a good song, but I wanted to watch it live to see what he's doing. It's Jimi Hendrix Machine Gun, and I'm not gonna. This is the 4-minute version from the Isle of Wight, and. Yeah, that guy was pretty good. I got to say, he was a pretty good guitar player. Here we go. Jimi Hendrix, Machine Gun. And then I got another request from the Melnick, Conversation with a Gun, Tex Ritter. So you guys are getting it, man. Let's keep this going. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to wind down. I still have a lot of, like, crazy, you know. Because today's show is all about gun crazy. Songs about insanity and firearms. And the wonderful, wonderful marriage that we made for it in this country, insanity and firearms. Just made a nice little nest for it. Here's Machine Gun, Jimi Hendrix live.
was like getting out of the Army and then trying to get something together. And then I was playing in different groups all over the states, you know, and Canada.
Man, what a guy. I mean, that guy was a good guitar player, Mr. Jimi Hendrix. With Machine Gun, here is a request for the Melnick Conversation with a Gun. Tex Ritter, Zombo in Your Brain, Gun Crazy. All guns, all crazy, all day, right here.
Speak up, you rusty 45. How many can you name that you faced and left alive? How many hit the dust, left their lying in the street? Did you get them in the back? Or did you face them on their feet? Oh, yes, you had your day. You were known for slinging lead. Those behind you laughed and shouted. Those in front of you fell dead. Though they fought you and they cursed you, you got them one by one. Or they kept your barrels smoking. There was no stopping you, the gun. There was Lightning Dan and Killer Sam and a rustler known as Lou. There was Utah Pete and One-Eyed Jack. It was to mention just a few. So won't you tell me how you feel now that your battles have been won? Speak up, we've no secrets, for I'm the man and you're the gun. Yes, you're the gun that tamed the West, and I'm the last one that you faced. The one who owned you then, he was beaten and disgraced. Yeah, they cheered me and they whined me the day I shot him down. I was their hero. Heard my praises echoed through that western town. But then, although I beat you, you became my own downfall. For I placed you in my holster to see how many I could stall. The very next fight, he got me. Left me wounded and outdone. But it wasn't him that beat me, no. It was you. Yes, you. The gun. So go on. Hang there on the wall and ignore me, see if I can. I'll just wheel myself over to the window here. Get me a breath of fresh air. So when some friend comes calling, I will this story shun. For I know he'll seek the victor. Was it me? Or was it you? The gun.
Man, I gotta hand it to the Melnick on that one. Where did that come from? That sounded like a later tune because of the synthesizer or whatever. That sounded like a synthesizer. A Conversation with a Gun. Tex Ritter, actually, John Ritter's dad from Three's Company. Also, just one of these guys that just kind of, really made his mark in country music. I'll be honest with you, with not a lot of ammo. The guy didn't have the greatest voice in the world. His stage persona was a little teetery. Every time you would see any footage of the, you'd swear the dude's just loaded, you know. But needless to say, Conversation with a Gun, that was a dilly. Thanks to the Melnick. Mark requested a Machine Gun by Hendrix. And I got to be honest with you, man, that guy, watching that guy, here's the thing, what I think sets Hendrix apart from all the other guitar players, and this is just my opinion, a relentlessness. If you listen to his solos, they never stop. You know, some guys play solo, and they take a little break, or not a little break, but a little pause, and they do something else. Hendrix never stopped playing, which I think is fascinating. You know, it was just very fluid. So if I could say that, I can say that. All right, all guns. Oh, crazy. We're having at it today, aren't we? We are certainly having at it. I haven't even got time for a silly, ridiculous, profound revelation today yet. Whew. Because the requests, the music, I will not be on the next 2 weeks. So we're just kind of hanging. I'm getting some great phone calls, super requests. all that stuff. Next week, I will be hosting Steel City Con. Weekend after, I will be on vacation. So you'll be hearing some Zombo's Deep Archive the next 2 weeks. Or I may treat you to not putting anything up there, and you can listen to the Mockster's automation, and I can get all these great great emails about how great my show is. Ah, yeah, Zombo in your brain. And it's Stone Crazy going out the chummy, Screaming Jay.
You know you're heavy. Why don't you straighten out? So crazy that you have to have your fun. Now you better act right. The crowd hall will bring your mail every night. I done told you wrong. Can't tell you right. I'm like it crazy. So crazy. It's all over, baby. Don't you be no fool. You know that you were wrong when I fell for you. You ain't got no choice but to love me too.
What a great tune. Nice request. Another great request, either from Scott or Mark or somebody. I love. It was a great request. The Devil's Right Hand, Steve Earle, Zombo. Playing all the guns and crazy you can stand.
The devil's right hand, the devil's right hand, the devil's right hand. feel so bad. Cause you're the best girl that I've ever had. I can't get your love, I can't get affection. Oh, little girl, psychotic reaction.
White, she could always win the fight. Bang, bang, she shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Music played and people sang. Just for me and the church bells rang. Don't know why, and till this day I sometimes cry. She didn't even say goodbye. She didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, she shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Oh, I had to play that version of the song. Nancy Sinatra, and whoever was on the guitar, was quite a feller, gal. It was just an incredible guitar. Just one, and, of course, Lee Hazelwood behind the whole thing, just making it absolutely masterful. Before that, we heard Bang Bang from the album My Father, the pop singer. And it was like one of those Mrs. Miller kind of things where, you know, it's like, you know, like, hey, here's my dad. Hey, we got some studio time. Let's bring him in and sing some songs. And that was... Bang, bang. We started it with Psychotic Reaction by Positively 13 O'Clock. Zombo right here, and you are right there, and it's so nice to have you where you are, right here. And it's all gun crazy today. And like I'm saying, we'll be on the next 2 weeks. And, of course, RPM has a winner. The Valentines, Guns Fever, a little request from Mr. RPM, the Valentines, Guns Fever.
I'm a bit confused. The gun fever is bad. The gun fever. Rudeness and gun is the talk of this town. The gun fever is bad. The gun fever.
Every time you read a clean or start, this man shot dead or who cannot war.
It's the fever.
Simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. You can know a rude chap by the way he said his cap. Lord, the gun fever is bad, the gun fever. The rude dog is seen, Lord, I don't know what it means. The gun fever.
Time you really clean or star, this man shot dead or root young at war.
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
The simplest thing is blam, blam, blam. What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
What is this in our little island?
It's the fever, oh, the gun fever. Oh, it's the fever, oh, the gun fever.
Care. Yeah, I was out.
I always say a good song is a good song is a good song, and that is a damn good song. Gnarls Barkley doing Crazy, and that was Celio Green with Danger Mouse, kind of like a duo thing. And man, I mean, that's a good damn song, you know, regardless if it was a hit or not. Some songs are a hit for a very good reason. Some songs are a very good reason as they're hits. And yeah, wow, that's a crazy song. Great one. Ah, gun safety. Let's talk about guns. Well, first off, let's not all get all negative on guns. There is this bright, great story out there. And how apropos does this happening right now? You know, just when I'm doing this gun crazy series, there's this, during the Olympics, there's this dude from Turkey. This is like the new Rocky movie. I mean, if there's ever been a positive thing about guns, it's this guy's story. I don't know if you know this guy's story or not. A guy from Turkey, just 51-year-old dude. His wife wants a divorce. You can't make this up. Wants a divorce and, you know, takes his dog. I swear to God. Takes his dog and he's heartbroken and he's a mess. And out of anger, he actually starts thinking, you know, I want to do something with my life. And he gets a gun and he starts target practicing. No headgear, none of those earplug things, no special glasses, no special sights, just a gun, and just practices and practices and practices. Goes to the Olympics, no special outfit, a t-shirt that says Turkey on it. I swear to God. A t-shirt says Turkey on it, some jeans, a gun, no sights, no special, ear protection or eye protection, gets a near-perfect score, gets the silver medal in marksmanship. Then, at the ceremony, he says, Sharon, if you're watching this, I want my dog back. How awesome of a story is that? How awesome of a story is that? It just goes to show, sometimes people get kicked down to nothing. And when you got nothing to lose. And you get an idea, a crazy idea, a good, positive, crazy idea. Kind of like the movie Babe. Have you ever seen the movie Babe with the pig that actually is that kind of thing? It's that feel good, like not even an underdog, just like this crazy thing that happens. And the amount of passion that someone has, the amount of drive someone has, and just the amount of like, I got nothing. Let's try this and see. And I'll be honest with you, a million times that happens in life. And it's usually another failure. Someone, oh yeah, I'm gonna open up a car wash. That's what I wanna do. And the next thing you know, I lost all my money. That kind of thing. But every now and then you will hear a story. It's like the guy that wins the lottery. Millions of people play the lottery. One person wins. That kind of thing. And this dude, through perseverance and just being, you know, focused, ends up getting a silver medal in marksmanship. 51-year-old dude who just gets up there and he has a cigarette. He goes, I need to get a cigarette now. How awesome of a story is that? That's the one positive thing we can take away from all of this, is that this one dude hopefully will get his dog back. All right? He goes through all that to get his dog back. Dude, that is an awesome story. Hey, you know, here we go. As parents, we always protect our kids. Keep them guns safe by storing them in locking them, and put them in a padlock and bury them in the backyard so no one can get them. That's right. Unload and separate from ammunition and learn how to make your home safer. Actually, put the gun on top of your roof, unloaded, with the bullets buried in the basement. This way, if you need to use your gun, it's going to take you about good 35 minutes to get it ready. And by then, maybe you've calmed down. Mm-hmm. It's brought to you by the End Family Fire. The Brady thing, the Brady guy. That's the other thing. What was his name? Not Tom Brady, the other dude that had the brain problem. The other Brady with a brain problem. Tom Brady, John Brady. Yeah, that's it. Mr. Brady. There you go. Greg Brady, one of those Bradys, got shot during the Reagan assassination attempt. And then all of a sudden, that's the thing I think was hilarious about that whole Reagan thing, too. Okay, guy gets shot. Well, maybe we should have some things about gun safety and some gun control after the guy gets shot. Same with Reagan. Oh, you know what? Now that he's losing his marbles, maybe we should probably do something about Alzheimer's disease, that kind of thing, you know? So it's really funny. Some folks, a certain percentage of the population, They only worry about things when it happens to them. I mean, a whole lack of empathy. And I really think this goes back to like when you were a kid, you know, if you had no empathy and you were like, you know, torturing the cat or dog and you have no empathy. And then you grow up and you're pretty, unless you get this metamorphosis and you end up being a different person. But most people that are horrible children end up growing up to be horrible adults. Sorry. Once that mold is set, I would probably say that mold is set usually around 12. You know, puberty kicks in and it just cements everything down. But and plus, you know, you have parents always pigeonholing you too. You can't do that. You shouldn't do that. Don't do that. But that's the thing with this dude. He had nobody telling him what he couldn't do. You know, my parents always thought I was going to end up being a bum. They always did. They thought I was going to. And look at me now. I'm a bum. How right they were. Yes, sirree. They said, one of these days, they're going to laugh at you, Zombo. And how wrong they were. I proved them wrong. Yes, sirree, Bob. You know, so if the takeaway from any of this is when you got nothing, you got nothing to lose and gravitate towards something positive and something good might come out of it. I'm just saying. So we heard by request by RPM, Guns Fever by the, actually the other title of that was Blam Blam Fever. And Earl Grant, huh? Earl, no, it wasn't Eddie Grant. The Valentines did that. And Gnarls Barkley, which was Celio Green and I think Danger Mouse. Wow, neat tune. All right, are you ready for more guns, more crazy, more guns, more crazy? Bikini Girls with Machine Gun, The Cramps.
Oh, wow, you already. It's as crazy as can be. The guy who wrote it wanted it, so he handed it to me. I found I couldn't use it, for it sounded kind of blue. And that's the very reason why I'm handing it to you. It's the song the alligators sing while coming through the ride, and serenade the elephants up in the trees so high. The Iceman hums his ditty as he shovels in the coal, and the monkeys join the chorus up around the northern pole. Take me crazy, take me crazy. This is the way we pass the time away. Take me crazy, take me crazy. We're gonna sing this song all night today. Midnight on the ocean, not a streetcar was in sight. The sun was shining brightly, for it rained all day that night. It was a summer's night in winter, and the rain was snowing fast. The barefoot boy with jeans on stood a-sitting in the grass. It was evening, and the rising sun was setting in the west. And the little fishes in the trees were cuddled in their nests. The rain was pouring down, and the sun was shining bright. And everything that you could see was hidden from your sight. Now the cows were making cowslip, and the bells were ringing wet. The bumblebees were making bums and smoking cigarettes. A man slept in the stable and came out a little hoarse. He hopped upon his golf sticks and drove all around the course. It was midnight on the ocean, not a horse car was in sight. As I stepped into a drugstore to get myself a light, the man behind the counter was a woman old and gray, who used to peddle donuts on the road to Mandalay. Good evening, sir, she said. Her eyes were bright with tears, as she put her head beneath her feet and stood that way for years. Her children, six, were orphans, except a tiny tot, who lived in a house across the street above a vacant lot. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? This is the way we pass the time away. Ain't we crazy? Ain't we crazy? We're gonna sing this song all night today.
I walked into a pawn shop when I saw the sign. They were running a special for a limited time, it said. When I walked in, I picked a .45 caliber that was in the display case. The old man behind the counter said, he said, "You get a free guitar," then he slapped me hard in the face. He said, "You buy a gun, you get a free guitar." Let me tell you my story. He threw me the keys to his old Cadillac. He gave me some bullets and a guitar strap. In the glove box you find directions to a bar. I got you a gig there tonight. You can take my car. I got a gun and a free guitar. Smoky barroom like I never did before. I was drinking whiskey, they were dancing on the floor. I stopped in the middle of a song and I drew that 45. Pulled down some son of a bitch, I got the car and took a ride. Buy a gun in a free guitar. When I